Supreme game taking over. That's a promise, not a threat.
Uppercut season, no time you stop breathing.
Yeah.
On Monday morning, because Japan doesn't bow down to American boxing scene anymore. You know, so, you know, obviously, if you're on the East Coast, it's 4 o'clock. If you're in pilot's time, it's, was it, 1 a.m. in the morning? You know, Top Rank will have the card with the main event of Naoya, Monster Inoue, and Luis Neri for the Undisputed Super Bantamweight titles. You know, and obviously, first of all, I mean, this fight is, you can tell, you have to be pretty much of a villain in order to get banned from fighting in Japan like Luis Neri was. You know, for those who are not familiar, Neri beat the shit out of Shinsuke Yamanaka, you know, longtime bantamweight champion, and popped dirty for PEDs.
And like then, a cultural icon, bro.
Yeah, he is, you know. And then,
great move.
Yep, and then in the second fight, Luis Neri blew weight and beat the shit out of him even worse in a short amount of time, and you know, Japan was like, fuck this, get him out of here, like, you know. Yeah,
those knockdowns were, like, horrible. Like, he was really, like, whooping on dude. I remember that fight. Like,
that is an infamy right there. And then, you know, obviously, I don't think it was really a big loss for him for not fighting Japan, though, until obviously now with the rise of Monster Inoue. It's like, I think now they lifted the ban, because most, like, I think everyone wants to, I think a lot of the Japanese audience probably wants to see Monster get his revenge on Neri. And Neri, for his part, has been talking a lot of shit. he's playing the role of the heel, like, pretty well. It was like, you know, it's,
I mean,
like,
he know what he's getting paid for.
Yeah.
You know, better embrace it. I mean, dude, like, if you're banned from a country, there's nothing you can say to make yourself appear cool. Like, you're just, so you may as well be the villain at this point.
Right. And you know, he's taking shit. I mean, he's actually making his way. He's made the 7-date weight check, all that shit. Like, dude looks, I mean, dude might look like he might even be starving a little bit, but you know, but he's clearly up for the fight. I can tell.
Yeah, he's starving a little bit. That means you aimed me a little bit. You got that little violence in you. Like, this actually might be a decent fight, but you know how long it lasts.
I mean, like I said, though, like, I mean, I'm actually taking the day off on Monday because I want to actually watch this in the morning and then not have to go check into work and just go do something else afterwards. But, I mean, part of me wishes, like, I mean, that Neri is like, okay, he finds something and he pushes Monster to, like, the brink, and then Monster just brutally KOs him somewhere in the late rounds. But I don't think, I mean, that probably won't happen. I mean, because I wanted to, God, you know, more than anything, though, but, yeah. I think Monster's
wrong fighter.
Yeah, wrong fighter, right? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
In terms of Monster start going to that body, like, that Figueroa fight shows all that. He can't take them shits.
Yeah, and it took Figueroa, what, 7 rounds to get rid of him, too. So it's like,
this is a fight I've been wanting for a while. You know, ever since, you know, there, I mean, Inoue was supposed to go to 126. For some reason, I just feel like this fight is going to be action packed, at least for as long as it lasts.
I mean, it better. Like, I'm not expecting to see a jab and parry fest. Like, I want somebody.
You got to fight like you're banned from a country, so they got to be violent.
Neri got bodied by a pretty boy Figueroa, but he's a good fighter to me. He always brings it. So,
yeah. No, Luki, man, do you have any thoughts about this fight?
Me, Inoue is gonna beat him up. I'm gonna wake up and watch it. Like, Inoue, Usyk, Crawford, those are my guys. They actually fight real people, so I watch them.
There you go. But then, of course, you're on the West Coast, so you're going to have to wake up at, what, 1, 2 in the morning?
No, I'm going to wake up at, like, 4 in the morning and really start my work day way too early.
Damn.
Shit starts about 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the West. I just called the day following off, because I can't do the fucking stay up and then...
Damn, all y'all taking days off of boxing? Jeez.
I can't. I swear, if I called in my work, they would still call me in. Like, they'd be like, announce your day off, but, like, stuff's not working, bro.
I mean, I have that type of job, too, but I already told my manager, I'm like, I mean, I don't take my vacation days enough, so, So if I take a random Monday off, they're not going to like say anything, you know. But if I take more random Mondays off, then they'll be like, okay, like, you know, we need you to do this, lead this meeting and stuff.
Well,
like
that Monday it's Monday morning, right? It's not Sunday morning.
It's Monday morning. Monday, I mean, morning. The card starts at 4, but you know the main event probably starts at like.
So come on, real quick. Is it going to be? Is the day going to be Tuesday or the day going to be Monday? I'm confused.
That's called Tuesday.
Monday. It's going to be Monday, bro. Monday.
You just said Monday. Scroll up.
Monday morning.
Scroll back up diagonal. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, in the hot tub time machine. Something.
I'm gonna be fucked. Whatever.
So, in terms of predictions, so what? How long do we think this fight's gonna last? And does anyone actually have Neri winning this fight?
Hell fucking no.
Yeah, I mean, my prediction is Masa gets him out of there probably by 5. LB, what about you?
Damn. I started with 5. I honestly feel like the fight ain't gonna go that long, man. 3 rounds.
Oh, shit. P, what about you?
I just think it'll go a little bit longer. I think it'll go 7 rounds.
Wait, I wanna address something. Is that really Bill in your chat?
No, it's not. No. It's a troll.
Okay. They always do this, because... Yeah, I remember Derek James was in there, then Spence, then who else? BoMack. Like, they always do that shit.
Yeah, so there's, like, some guy sitting at their house, and they're like, oh, Ring Gang's on, better make a fake account. That's pretty
basic.
You guys should make a fake Luki account one of these weeks and, like, ask, come on. That would be a cool one for me. I'm probably going to jump on a little bit. I got to do something, but I'm a big listener, so I like you guys.
Oh, no, I mean, yeah, the Luki, you know, yeah, Luki is, like, one of the day ones. Like, I mean, like I said before, like, I used to do shows with Luki, too, like, way back, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've met Luki in person and everything like that. Luki's, Luki's, you know, he's writing for Boxing Scene, hopefully to improve in the writing on Boxing Scene, because Boxing Scene kind of, you know, it needs to go back up again, quality needs to go back up, and Luki's been doing his thing on there, so, you know, shout out to Luki on that, though, but, But yeah, no, like, honestly, like, a part of me hopes that it's a fight of the year type of brawl where Monster gets a little tested, like, you know, like he did in the
dojo. Damn, bro, like, you be having some wishful thinking. Like, Monster gave you an entertaining fight last time.
I know this, bro. Like, I know this. Like, I want to wish for a Donaire fight, nigga. That shit was, that's the best.
You better get Donaire quality, nigga. Neri ain't seeing no fucking Donaire, like.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing Neri has that's an equalizer is because Neri has power, too, though. But, yeah, it's one of those things. It's like, I mean, part of me wants to see Monster at least test it a little bit before Monster bodies him. So, it's like, it's wishful.
So, what rounds y'all got? Because I didn't pick my rounds. What rounds y'all had?
5, 3, 7.
I'll say 6. I think it'll be, you know, a 2-2-ish, you know what I'm saying? A couple feel outs, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, Topolis was competitive enough. Yeah.
The Ballers was mad competitive, but the thing is, I think he's an overall better boxer, just more skilled than Neri. Like,
Neri,
look, see, because y'all niggas fall in love with, like, one thing a motherfucker do good. Neri just has power. Mm-hmm. We've seen this nigga get outboxed before. Shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shit.
Yeah,
seen him get outfought before. Yeah, like, to Topolis, he had defense, he was rolling shots. Mm-hmm. His variety in punches, he was throwing hooks, uppercuts, he had straight left that found at home.
Yeah. And Monster,
he was moving.
When Monster's mad, Monster, you know, he turns to a fucking monster, you know, he fights mad, you know, you saw how happy he did to Emmanuel Rodriguez. So it might be one of the situations where Monster just gonna get him the fuck out of there and just you disappointed my country. You just, you know, fuck you.
Might just lure him in there. Make him see if he could get a few shots off. Make him think, like, okay, your offense is going to be a factor. And then just, bam!
You know, like you know, Shutter said, you know, he can do everything in the ring. Any and everything.
Yeah, it must have definitely been like, you have disgraced us. You have dishonored my clan.
That shit could be like a show, the Shogun finale.
Yeah.
Like a Neri head is, oh, cliff. Bro, because I tell people this all the time, like, the Monster Noya Inoue is the closest thing you'll get to a perfect fighter, perfect boxer right now. Like, when I say perfect, somebody who could do everything you need them to do in boxing, and it's at a very, very high level. Like, if he's in a video game, all of Monster's stats are in the 90s.
Word.
And you're talking, I'm not talking about low 90s. I'm not talking about you giving this nigga like 91, 90. He's getting like 93 minimums.
Word.
Power might be 99. You can't sit there and tell me like, yeah, you know what? We're going to give Inoue's footwork a 85. Nope, stop. You're not going to do that. So I'm just saying, like, so if you're somebody who watches boxing, or you're somebody young that's getting into the sport, watch Inoue. He does everything sound, everything on point, and he got knockout, explosive power, quick hands. Like, yeah, like, he's going to make Neri look real shitty in this fight. Like, so just enjoy it while it lasts.
And of course, now I have FanDuel up, because let's read off some odds. So right now, current money line is Monster is a minus 1300 favorite. Neri is a plus 820 underdog. For method of victory, Monster points of decision plus 700. Monster KO minus 550. A draw plus 2600. Neri points decision plus 1800. Neri KO plus 1100. And let's see. And there's some pretty good group round bettings. There's like four lines of group round betting. Let's see which one's the most attractive one. I mean, Monster to win by knockout in one or two is plus 1,000. So that's something to look at, because that can.
What about three or four?
Yeah, that could absolutely happen. But
three and four, nigga.
Huh?
Three and four.
Three and four. Oh, my bad, bro. Hold up. So Monster three and four. Is plus 440.
Oh, yeah. So it went down. It probably going to pick back up again when you get to, like, the ninth round.
Right?
Like, I got this envision, and you probably looking at it like, yep.
Yeah. But I'd say, though, so definitely a 1-2 is definitely a value for Monster if you want to pick that, because, like I said, Monster can get him out of there in one or two. It's definitely worth a bet. On there,
the only thing that'll change shit is if Neri comes out attacking. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that might slow this whole process down. If Neri comes out attacking, and it kind of puts Monster on the back foot a little bit, kind of makes him want to pick off shots.
A little bit sleeping on Neri. Maybe I'm a little higher on Neri. I think he's, you know, overall pretty good boxer and got power. I think he'll bring it. It's a good win for Monster.
He needs to bring it. That's what I'm saying. Like, he needs to have the right strategy. That's what I'm saying. Like, he needs to go out and start attacking Monster. He doesn't need to go in there and try to outbox dude or anything. Because then what happens is you're going to fall into that Fulton game plan where you go in there thinking shit's going to be one way.
And goes the other.
And yeah, and you let him do something first. And then now you're like spooked. You're like, oh shit, fuck that. This nigga, his hands real quick. A guy like DePaulis, he went in there and he just was like, okay, I'm gonna do my game plan. We all know this nigga is fast. We all know he hit hard. I'm gonna do me. Like, everybody else let Monster do him.
Right.
And like, yeah, what Rome said,
this guy Neri's a two-time
champ. Like, he fighting the school bully.
To me, this would be one of Inoue's, me personally, I think this would be a top five win for Inoue. A two-weight champion, you know?
I mean, probably will. Yeah. If only Neri had not been KO'd before, like, you know, like I said, but now...
Yeah, that.
You know, but like I said, it has a significance to Japanese boxing due to what Neri did, so... That's why, I mean, trust me. I mean, you might get the rare occasion where you might see the Japanese audience not be clapping politely. They'll probably be cheering the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they'll be probably going as excited as when Neri was scoring all them knockdowns. He's like, ah! Like, shit. Get this EPO shit the fuck out of here.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, I'm kind of looking low-key to that. I mean, I always look toward a Monster fighting. when I look at it, like, all my favorite boxers are either retired or fight super sparingly. So NOA is like literally
my only. You want to actually fight regularly, like
yes, like he the only. Like, can you remember the list I had? Like, I had Golovkin, Adonis Stevenson, Keith Thurman, and all their careers is like done. Like, Monster been holding it down the whole time. So glad he getting his props and shit, but it's like damn, being a Tyson fan. You wait and that shit is over in a couple rounds.
Right. And the funny thing is too, with this card too, I mean, another thing I've noticed too, top ranked Japan cards, they have all the best matchmaking, but when it comes to the American cards, it's either the main event's good, co-main's blah, and the undercard's just the prospects. Or the co-main is good, the main event's blah, and the undercard's just the prospects. Like, but the Japan card, though, is balanced. I mean, in case it's all title fights, you know, you got Jason Maloney.
I think the Japanese dudes hold them to a higher standard.
Hell yeah. Because in the co-main, you got Jason Maloney defending his belt against a kickboxer. I put a video in the chat of him. And I asked two members. I know I asked Android, too, about the kickboxer, because he's
Maloney gonna get his ass whooped, bro.
Huh?
I said Maloney gonna get his ass whooped, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because they both say Andrew was like, Andrew didn't even mention it. It was like, he's like once he starts touching Maloney with shots, it's gonna be over. It's gonna be a wrap. So like, you know, it's like, you know,
and Maloney, I like Maloney, but Maloney's good for the sport, respectable, you know, hard worker, but like talent levels exist for a reason.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and Jason Maloney's durability, he's already been KO'd by Monster, so, like, you know he can be taken up out of there. And the kickboxer is actually, in a way, stable. So, it's like, yeah. So, yeah.
I don't be trying to outdo, dude. He's like, y'all beat him worse than Inoue did. Like,
yeah, I mean, that fight's either, I mean, I know I've heard a couple things. Either Maloney will probably outbox him, but he'll probably get touched and get stopped late, or he's going to get touched early and he's going to get taken out. Like, and those are the two takes that I've been reading and hearing for that one. But I would say don't sleep on that fight. And then, of course, you got Monster's brother, Takuma, defending his belt on there, too. And, you know, and you have a flyweight title in the opener. So, like I said, there is something for someone. Because, you know, one thing about a Japanese card, there's no such thing as it's very rare that you see a boring fight. Like, you know, like, motherfuckers throw hands. Like, shit, the Monster card, like, when he fought to Palace, the co-main, motherfucker ended up dying in the co-main event. It was one of the bloodiest fights I've seen in a minute. Like, that shit was hard. You know, like, you know, so yeah, I wouldn't, like, don't sleep on that, though, but.
So is the bloodiest fight until we see the next bloodiest fight. It's like me with horror movies.
Well, I mean, someone died.
I remember we spoke about Fundora Zoo, and that was like, yeah.
But this one was just like, they were, you know, the shit was crazy because dude pretty much like went down at the bell and he could barely like walk, like he was like, and then he ended up dying. So it's like, yeah, he was it was a hard fight. It was a hard fight to watch at 5:30 in the morning too. I was like, god damn, like what the fuck am I watching? Like,
nah, but a good boxing match early in the morning, it just hit different. It make your day just start differently. Like, you feel like you can just, like, I don't know, like, you can just beat up everything after that shit.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, because, you know, me and you, we've talked about Monster Donaire 1. Like, after that shit, I had to go to work, and I was just like, why the fuck am I going to work? I wanted to go to the gym and put in some work. Like I didn't want to go back. I didn't want to go to my office. I wanted to go put in some work.
That shit it's one of those fights, man. Like, if somebody's a new boxing fan, that's one of the fights you show them. Just like, In 10 years ago, that one fight, you know, Trinidad Vargas was that one fight you would show a new boxing fan.
Yeah.
Like, Danair Monster is that one for this era now. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you want to see boxing? Oh, yeah, watch this.
Yeah. And then also,
the Flash versus the Monster. Like, come on. Can't go wrong.
Absolutely. So, I know Blazing Killer, salute to you. And Anthony Montano, I see that you're back. Can you guys explain to me why people are already saying Ryan can't make 140 pounds when he just got into that division and saying that he might move up to 147, 154? And for you guys, who do you want the next fight for Ryan to be? Tito or Super Ill. I'm saying Matias because they can build that fight as the next Golden Boy versus Tito. I mean, he probably, Ryan can make 140 pounds, but it depends if he wants to make 140 pounds.
Like, nah, I don't think he can make 140. No, bro, can't.
No, he can't. What are you talking about? No, he can't.
Like, let's stop. He needs a fight at 147 or just have a catch weight of 144 and call it a day. Like, I prefer 147 because it's a real division, but it's cool if you get good opponents to come to your bullshit division and no one complains, then hey, take those fights.
Dude hasn't made 140 solid since the Fortuna fight. Come on.
Yeah, that was like, what, 2 years ago?
Yes.
Like, bro is not... Remember when you saw... I forgot what fight it was, but Ryan Garcia was like 138. And even then, he was like...
He was under 140 for the tank fight. He was
like, but that motherfucker looked good. There was a fight before the tank fight.
The Fortuna fight. The Fortuna fight was
okay.
Before tank.
That's what it was. Okay. The Fortuna fight, that motherfucker was big, yo. So that right there told me, I was like, yo, this nigga about the size of Mario Barrios, bro. Like, you could be at 147. Get the fuck out of here. Like, and now after he done seen this success, ain't no way you're going to get Ryan at no 140, bro.
Yeah, so pretty much now, Tio and Sobrell are not going to, they're not going to, I mean, so Matias is not going to fight at 147. He didn't want to. I mean, that's the whole reason why he even left. He left PVC because, you know, they were trying to offer 147 fights and he didn't want him. You know, and Tio is, while he probably would, I doubt that fight will actually get made. I just don't see that fight. Something's going to fuck it up. I mean, shit, Top Rank won't even let him fight on the fucking turkey card. So it's like, yeah, they shoot him and they shoot his career in the foot all the time. Like, I don't see that.
Yeah, he does a good job of that himself, though.
He does.
It's like they both be shooting. It's like City of God. He's like, the hand or the foot? Which one? It's like, T.O. be like, fuck it, I'm gonna shoot the hand. Top Rank be like, fuck it, I'm gonna shoot the foot. Bow. Like,
T.O. doesn't have that much control over his career. Like, Top Rank probably is like, they probably keep like a real tight grip on his career, like, you know, what he does now, because, you know, they probably still fight the smart from that Kambosos loss.